Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve, Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community, Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our communities. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crimes. Greetings, everyone. This is Ruth Frazier with FACT, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, and we have an exciting program for you. We are continuing our discussion of the Autism Society's 49th annual conference focusing on quality of life issues, which will be held in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And to start our session, we are going to introduce you to a wonderful young lady, Rose Yoakum, Director of Internal Initiatives at Autism Society of America. She's located in Bethesda, Maryland, and she has invited several other guests to join us again this week to discuss the upcoming conference as well as the wonderful things that they do throughout the year. Rose is, of course, joining us from Autism Society, and she's passionate about the incredible parents and professionals that make up the Autism Society Network. She started off in 2006 working in the chapters and membership department and has evolved to be a professional that offers so much to this organization. Rose, without further ado, tell us more about your background.
Oh, thank you, Ruth. Yes, I've been here getting close to 12 years. It's been a wonderful, wonderful experience. Very lucky that, you know, it happened to me. I started in the chapters and membership, and we have about 90 affiliates throughout the United States, and many of them are volunteer-run. They're just an incredible, amazing group of people. Many parents, adults on the spectrum, and professionals make up the Autism Society. And, I started working there, and I was hooked. And then I moved into our contact center. We answer calls Monday through Friday, 9 to 9 every day. And I wanted to really just kind of work with families and get to support them as best I could, you know, through phone support and finding what I could find and using research skills to get them, you know, whatever they need, resources they need. And it's evolved, and I've now moved on to kind of a more programmatic role and working here, especially one of our biggest events of the year is, of course, the conference in Milwaukee this year.
Wonderful. Now, when you were working in the contact center, you earned the title of Certified Information and Referral Specialist, CIRS. And that is because you share so much vital information, and Autism Society has continued with that and has been doing it for many, many years. But we'd like you to share that telephone number for people who need that referral information.
Absolutely, yes. Autism Society started doing information and referral in 1970. So it is it's a huge part of our mission. And the phone number here is 1-800-3-AUTISM, or that's 800-328-8476. As I said, we're here 9 to 9, Monday through Friday. And the call center specialists are just wonderful people. If you need support, give us a call.
You also have a state-of-the-art website. What will we find on that site? And please share that contact with us.
Sure. The website is www.autism-society.org. When you open it up, you know there's rotating banners right away. If you want to get to our conference and find out more about that and register, click on the banner. We have, you know, of course, sections on what is autism. I think our Living with Autism section is amazing. It goes through, you know, lifespan services, which is something we're all about. So we have sections, you know, on infants and toddlers, on school age, on transition, on adulthood, and we're working really hard to create a lot of content on older adulthood, and the conference actually mirrors that. We have all those tracks at the conference, so support through the lifespan is what we're about, and then also, you know, quality of life is another thing that our conference this year is very much dedicated to.
Now, where
creating quality of life.
Beautiful. Now, where is the conference located this year?
The 49th annual conference is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and it's at the convention center there called the Wisconsin Center. You know, we have a very, very full schedule. We start on Wednesday, July 12th, with pre-conference day, which is just filled with events. We start in the morning with two free events for the community. One is a faith session. So we have a faith initiative. We, you know, use the faith community, being inclusive of people on the spectrum. They're a huge support to people. So we're doing a faith session. And we have a program called Safe and Sound, which is a first responder training. And, that is from, both of those are from 9 to 12 in the morning. They're totally free for the community. We're reaching out to, you know, to clergy and to synagogues and rabbis, and we will have imam, we hopefully there. Definitely every denomination we're trying to support. And then with the, you know, the same thing with Safe and Sound. So it begins the 12th, then we have CEU sessions. Dr. Prezant is in, doing a session that day, so people can, if you know, professionals can build up, you know, get a lot of CEUs on the pre-conference day. And then we go right into Thursday, the opening day of the conference. We have two keynote panels, one with moderated by Judy Endow. That will be a panel of parents. The second with Barry Prezant, with a group of self-advocates. And the next day we will have a panel of professionals led by Stephen Shore, who is on our panel of professional advisors, our PPA. So that that next day, the first day is, you know, what does quality of life look like to parents? What does it look like to self-advocates? The next day with the professionals, how do we get there? And on Saturday, our closing keynote is a man named John Elder Robison. He's fairly famous, I think. He's written 4 New York Times bestsellers, and he'll be talking about his book, Be Different. And that's all about, you know, using your talents as a man on the spectrum to his successful life and his fulfilling all these quality of life kind of goals. So that's the conference in a nutshell.
Wonderful. Now, Rose, we want to thank you here at Chris Radio for not only helping to coordinate this wonderful conference, but bringing guests on our program. And this is actually the third week that we've had an opportunity to interview people who are involved with the conference in one way or another. And you have two more joining us today. Would you kindly take a moment and introduce them to our audience?
Yes, we have Kama Einhorn, and she is with Sesame Workshop, their U.S. Social Impact department, and she is their content manager. We've been working with Sesame for a few years, and I'll let Kama talk, you know, about herself and her background. And then we also have with us Dr. Barry Prezant, and he is an adjunct professor at Brown University. He's been involved with autism for more than 40 years. He actually is our recipient of the, we have a literary award each year, and so we're very happy that Barry is this year's Temple Grandin Award, will receive the Temple Grandin Award for Outstanding Literary Work for his book, Uniquely Human, A Different Way of Seeing Autism. And back to Kama, she with Sesame Street, they're, of course, I think everyone knows about their See Amazing. That's their initiative on autism. So I will let them each speak for themselves.
Well, Kama, let's start with you. Thank you both so much for joining us. Kama, let's please start with you telling us about your background.
Sure, Rose. Well, thanks for having me. I'm very lucky. I get to work with the Furry Fuzzy Muppets and help translate, you know, their power into the greater good, serving kids and families, the ones who need it the most. So my background is in education and children's media. I've been here at Sesame Workshop for about 12 years, developing and creating the content that you see in our See Amazing and All Children initiative, which I've been working on for a few years now.
Wonderful. And Barry?
Yes, it's kind of a long journey. I'll try to encapsulate it quickly. I started actually in 1969 as a summer camp counselor for both children and adults with disabilities. Became very, very engaged and fascinated and fell in love with so many of the people I worked with kind of a residential counselor in summer camps. Fast forward, I then went on for a degree in speech and language pathology, and many, many years ago, in the 70s, I actually did my master's thesis and my doctoral dissertation, both on autism, and I always like to share that at that time, it actually was possible to read everything that had been written about autism, which is totally impossible these days.
Right.
And then I've worn many hats since that time. I've worked in the Brown University Medical School in the children's psychiatric setting. I've worked in doctoral programs and master's programs focusing on autism and speech pathology. I've been in private practice now for almost 20 years, so I see lots of kids in classroom settings, in their homes. And so I've kind of had a dual role where I've kind of progressed through my career academically, but I've always tried to maintain my grounding by being in touch with families. Many families I know, when I first met them, their kids were 3, 4, 5 years of age, and their kids are now adults in their 30s, and I still get to see them on a regular basis.
Wonderful.
So as I tried to say in my recent book, Uniquely Human, that most of what I've learned has been from people on the spectrum and from families, and that's where we all learn, by telling the stories of our own experiences and what we can learn from each other.
Well, Rose, I know you have some very specific questions that you'd like to ask each of them pertaining to what they're going to do at the conference. So go straight ahead.
Certainly. Barry is going to be at the conference, and as I said, he's doing our keynote panel on Thursday morning. He's also involved in CEU sessions and sessions of his own. So, Barry, why don't you talk about those and the other work you're doing?
Sure. Let me begin with a self-advocate panel, which I'm just thrilled and excited when I was invited to do that, because So much of what I have learned is from people on the spectrum, many of whom are good friends. I see on a very regular basis. I've written with folks and presented workshops with self-advocates. And so this will be a great opportunity for me to kind of help out, maybe guide the conversation, but also follow the lead of four very important self-advocates in the field of autism. And I think we're going to discuss everything from quality of life issues to what they feel they need to see in societal change so that there's a much better understanding of people with autism. So we don't have some of the old stereotypes, unfortunately, that still linger about people with autism. And my hope is it'll give us some discussion, learning from people who are self-advocates as to what are the changes we all need to make, those not on the spectrum as well as people on the spectrum, to help society in embracing people with autism and appreciating people with autism and all they have to offer to us. So that is the self-advocate panel. Very quickly, I'm doing a pre-conference half-day workshop with my wife, who's Dr. Elaine Meyer, and she is actually a nurse and a clinical psychologist. And her work has been, as well as much of my work, has been in supporting and communicating with families. So we're thrilled to focus on that topic because that's one of, we believe, one of the uncharted territories. I like to say, you know, it's not nice enough to be a nice person. You could be the best teacher in the world, the best therapist in the world, but that doesn't mean that you know how to support family members and especially parents under stress. So we're going to be talking about the family's experience and how to really listen to parents and know where they are on the journey so we can support them the best.
Wonderful. Now, Rose, I'd like to ask you to share with our audience a few of the awards that Barry has received.
Barry has, as I said, he is going to receive our award this year, but Barry also has received the 2014 honors of the American Speech Language Hearing Association, so that's ASHA, the 2005 Princeton University Eden Center Award in Autism, and also the 2013 Divine Neurotypical Award from GRASP. And GRASP is the Global Regional Asperger Syndrome Partnership. GRASP is a wonderful organization, and actually Kate Palmer is on our board, and she is the executive director of GRASP, and she is leading that another of the pre-conference sessions that I don't know if I brought them all up, but there's one for self-advocates. Every year we do a self-advocacy pre-conference, and that's presented by that our panel of their name is so long, but it's the PSA, the Panel of People on the Spectrum of Autism. So we have advisors who, you know, Autism Society has always been an organization that believes in the motto, nothing about us without us, you know, that cross-disability way to be. And so, you know, Temple Grandin was on our board in the 70s. Anyway, this wonderful panel will do a pre-conference. So those are some of Barry's awards.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and if I could just add quickly, because I think this will be an important resource. It's not so much an award, but in 2013 and then again just a few months ago in 2017, I was invited to participate at the United Nations in World Autism Awareness Day.
Mm-hmm.
And those, and there were many, many panels. There was a wonderful talk given by Simon Baron Cohen, and the theme this year was human rights. It really, the imperative for us to not only support people with autism because it's the right thing to do, but to understand that autistic people are so often have their human rights violated compared to non-autistic people.
Right.
And again, the mandate that we understand that it's not just supporting people who may need some extra support in some cases, but that we're dealing about basic human rights issues. And so if you go to the United Nations website, and that was March 31st in 2017. There are 3 hours of panels and a wonderful keynote by Simon Baron Cohen on human rights issues in autism.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
Now, Barry, take a minute and tell our audience a little bit about your latest book, Uniquely Human, A Different Way of Seeing Autism.
Thank you, Ruth, for asking about that. My whole career, I've published primarily academically in so-called scholarly volumes in professional journals. And finally, what I decided to do was to gather so many stories that I kind of documented after a consultation or meeting a young man or woman with autism, and to put those stories into a book that would be readable for anybody. I got the wonderful assistance of Tom Fields Meyer, who is a writer, but he's also a dad of a young man in his 20s on the autism spectrum. And so he helped me make my stories and my writing a little bit more readable. And so the book is basically a book of stories. Mm-hmm. It's a book of kids as young as 2 and 3 years of age, all the way up to many adults. Some of the people are recognized. You, I believe, have just heard from Stephen Shore. Stephen is a good friend. He's one of the people that I kind of profile. I profile Michael John Carley, who's a very important self-advocate in the field of autism. And then I tell stories of four families that I've known close to 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the stories, some of them are humorous. Some of them get into specific, if you will, characteristics that people associate with autism, such as echolalia, which is a tendency to repeat speech.
Right.
But it's a book of stories that anybody can read.
Wonderful. Now, Barry, I want you to make a commitment to our audience. Understand that you're a percussionist. You play drums in a rock blues band. And on a future show, on a future show, we want to feature some of your music and talk about what you've done musically with your band. And maybe you can also include Stephen Shore, who's also a musician, and you guys can come on together and share that with our audience.
Well, I can't wait for that show.
And you know, Stephen and I actually have played together.
Oh, wow.
And we were backing up the kids of a wonderful expressive and theater arts program developed by Elaine Hall called the Miracle Project.
Mm-hmm.
So Stephen and I, a few years ago, were in Los Angeles on stage being the background musicians for a whole bunch of autistic kids and people who were performing.
Okay. And what is Stephen's instrument that he is known for?
Stephen is actually a multi-instrumentalist, but he's a piano player,
mm-hmm.
and he also teaches piano to autistic children.
Okay. All right. And, comma, you know, we want you to tell us more about the Sesame Street and Sing Amazing Autism Initiative, that connection between that and Autism Society.
Well, it's been a pleasure to be involved with Autism Society and the guidance that we've gotten from Rose and the staff have really just been incredible. You know, as mentioned before, nothing about us without us is really the emphasis here. So when we began developing this initiative, as we do with all our initiatives, we go right to the experts. So we convened an advisory board with people with autism, parents, service providers, advocates, researchers, and we just had so many voices from the community. And the whole time we had in mind the truism, if you've met one child or one person with autism, you've met one child or one person with autism. So the goal of our initiative, See Amazing in All Children, was not to define autism, was not to present, you know, one individual that represented the autism community, but to really spotlight one individual, a little friend of Elmo's named Julia. we had a lot of help from Rose in developing to be a regular kid and to have a normal and good life, and to show the general public as well as the autism community her own kind of amazing.
Well, I'd just like to add that I have a couple of very young grandchildren that have not demonstrated that they're necessarily on the spectrum, but they, of course, mm-hmm. all children have their own unique way of being themselves, and they truly, truly enjoy Julia, and they can relate that they have an uncle and a few other relatives on the spectrum, and they are so proud that they are able to relate to Julia.
Oh, Wonderful. Then she's doing her job. We knew she was.
Right.
That's wonderful to hear.
And I understand she'll be at the conference this year.
She certainly will be. It's one of her debuts. And the truth is, we're all her entourage. The spotlight is really on her at this conference. People will meet her in person, a very large version of her in person. She's got a great presence. And we're thrilled to be able to, you know, to introduce her to the autism community this way. She's appeared before, yet since she's been on the show this season, you know, she's just getting more widely known by the general public.
She's a star now.
Okay. And speaking of star, we should take a moment and take pictures with everyone.
Certainly will.
Okay.
Certainly will.
Now, Barry,
take the responsibility very seriously.
Very good. And Barry, you know, we mentioned that autism is a spectrum disorder. Can you just take 1 minute and give us, what does that actually mean, spectrum disorder? What are the dynamics of looking at one end or the other, or is there such a thing?
Yeah, what it means to me is that if we look at all people and all human beings, we are multidimensional. You can't just say a person, for example, is high-functioning or low-functioning, and those are terms that are too often used in the autism community. What it means is you have people with all different levels of ability, and it might be different levels of ability in language, in communication, in memory, in artistic talent, in musical talent. So we're talking about people who are very different from each other. We have people on the autism spectrum who are very motivated to engage socially with people, which kind of goes against the stereotypic notion of autism. And then we have people on the autism spectrum who, especially when they're younger, might be a bit more reticent and have more difficulty understanding other people and therefore engaging with them. So the whole notion of spectrum is that for some people, even though, you know, it's agreed that most people on the autism spectrum have some difficulties in social communication and some difficulties in maintaining what we refer to as a well-regulated emotional state, we still are talking not about kind of one picture of autism. We're talking about, you know, and as Cammy just said, that, you know, once you meet one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. So we have to understand there are peaks and valleys that vary from one person to the next. Mm-hmm. But the one commonality that we know is that most people on the autism spectrum need to be supported and supported in different ways in their life, and need to be much better understood. Because unfortunately, if a young child or even an adult with autism is not able to interact for long periods of time with somebody else, we can't just say that person is not interested. Mm-hmm. It might be that person has some challenges in that area.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I can't believe we're winding up our program again, and I want each of you to take a moment and tell our audience how we can stay in touch with you. If you'd like to share a website, a social media contact, telephone number, whatever you would like to do so that our audience can reach out to you. Can we start with you, Kama?
Sure. Our URL is autism.SesameStreet.org, and our hashtag is SeeAmazing.
Wonderful. And again, Kama is the Senior Content Manager for Sesame Workshops U.S. Social Impact. Thank you for joining us, Kama. And Barry.
Thanks so much.
Sure. My website is simply my name. It's www.barryprisant, that's BarryPrisant.com. And I also have a Facebook page for my book, Uniquely Human, and very often interact with people in terms of comments or questions that people have on my Facebook page as well.
Well, I want to thank both of you for sharing your time with our audience today. And Rose, you're going to close out our program. Please give us the contact information for Autism Society. And once again, the venue, how we can get involved with registration, and what the dates are.
Sure. Our website is autism-society.org. And our contact center, as I said, we're open 9 to 9, Monday through Friday. And you can give us a call anytime. 1-800-3-AUTISM or 1-800-328-8476.
Everyone, again, this is Ruth Frazier with FACT here bringing you Building Community Strengthening Nations on Chris Radio. We want to thank our sound engineer and assistant director of Chris, Mr. Hawkins, Brian Hawkins, for helping us with today's programming. And we invite you to tune in every week at 7:30 p.m. Central Time on Tuesdays for Building Community Strengthening Nations. Our website is www.chicagolighthouse.org/radio. Have a great week. Bye now.